Senator Barack Obama is headed overseas. His campaign has not released an itinerary. It's keeping quiet on details. What is known is he's going to make a swing through Europe and the Middle East. And maybe the worst kept secret of this trip, he's going to stop in Iraq and Afghanistan. Joining us, NPR news analyst Juan Williams. Juan, this trip's getting a lot of attention. That's good for Senator Obama, but maybe there are some pitfalls here as well.
Well, the big pitfall is how it plays back at home. You don't know how voters in the middle of the country are going to react if he is greeted, as is being anticipated, with Obama-palooza-type enthusiasm through Europe. Obviously, if this election was being held in the countries he's visiting, places like Germany, France, and England, I don't think there's any question Barack Obama would be a runaway winner. But the other part of this, Alex, that you have to contend with is this is the first time that he's been in Iraq since January of 06, and it's the first time ever that he's going to Afghanistan. Does the trip become a media circus, a media event? We got all three anchors trailing after him. It's not just the press corps. And does he have time to really do an assessment of the situation on the ground as opposed to simply creating photo ops that make soldiers and commanders into props? That could hurt Barack Obama.
You mentioned the three TV anchors, 200 reporters following along on the press plane. That's a heck of a tail to drag behind you, isn't it?
It is, and it stands in stark contrast to the people who accompanied John McCain. He didn't get anywhere near that coverage when he went over there, and so already his campaign is saying, you know what, this isn't a serious event.
Two big polls out in the last couple of days show Senator Obama with his biggest lead yet over Senator McCain, but also some vulnerabilities.
Yeah, real vulnerabilities on, I would say, two key points, Alex. One is to be commander-in-chief, John McCain holds a 24-point lead. That's a pretty strong margin. And similarly, when it comes to an issue of level of experience that would allow him to be president, again, you see McCain, 49% say McCain has that level of experience. But, you know, what strikes me about this is that Barack Obama is maintaining a lead about 6 to 8 points. But the bigger problem for Barack Obama is he should be doing much better because a generic Democrat runs about 20 points ahead of a generic Republican. Somehow John McCain is managing to hang in there, hang around. It's like a basketball game. The visiting team hanging around,
yeah.
And you never know what's going to happen at the end.
Right, yeah. So this week, two interesting political forums, the NAACP and La Raza, both held annual conventions, and both candidates spoke at them. They got very different receptions. And you were at that La Raza convention where, I may note, you won a big journalism award. But what did you see there?
Well, what was interesting to me was I saw part of the McCain event, and afterwards, in talking to people, they said, you know, McCain did very well. Remember, about two-thirds of Latinos right now favored Barack Obama, according to the polls, and Barack Obama had been there and had been given a grand reception, but people said he kind of fell flat in terms of the delivery. And here's the key, Alex, from the political point of view. He didn't spend time taking the picture, shaking the hands, or taking questions. Senator McCain, on the other hand, did all of that, and in the question and answer, really got the crowd going so that the crowd gave him a standing ovation. I think that was unpredictable. People didn't think that was going to happen. And I hear that with such regret from people who are Barack Obama supporters. They say, you know, you can't take it for granted. You can't run out the clock. And McCain seems to be working it better with crowds. I also heard that from the NAACP officials who said that McCain's people were easier to work with and McCain spent more time.
Well, I'm going to call those your best political conversations of the week. NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thank you again.
Take care, Alex.